the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Last word on travel time. Walking holidays in Europe that earned the Camino. Barry Taylor, a hiking enthusiast, was previously with us talking about walking the Camino. And we'll get to Europe in a moment with you, Barry. But you actually have some good ideas for shorter Irish routes, the type of thing that could be done in a 3-day or 4-day weekend. Tell us, please, about the Wicklow Way. Where would you start, Barry, doing the Wicklow Way?
Hey, Matt. Thank you very much for having me on, and I hope you're well. Following on from the screen time conversation, a great way to get away from screens is indeed a walking, hiking holiday. So I thought this collection may be of some inspiration. So the Wicklow Way, when I did it, I basically started from Marley Park, Dublin, easily accessible by Dublin bus, and then you can just head south. If you have the time, if you have 5-6 days to complete the 130 kilometres, you can make all the way to Carlow. But the joy of the Wicklow Way is its close proximity means you can do it in stages. You can do 2 days until Roundwood, you can continue on to Glendalough, or you can go on to Glenmalure, which is next after, and stop for a sauna, a pint and a B&B if you so desire.
Okay, so lots of stages. Marley Park to Roundwood and Wicklow could do the bank holiday weekend, for example, and then get the bus back from Roundwood.
You could absolutely do that. And I have a good friend of mine who does a kind of annual tradition with friends, and they break it up and they reward themselves with a meal after. But yeah, essentially, it's just a continuation descending south. Of course, you can go north as well. But the proximity of Marley Park is makes it all very easy. Just beware of prevailing weather. I'm not sure if this sun will always last.
Well, indeed. And if you do have the sun, you need your sunscreen protection, which sometimes people forget. So if you were going that, though, you mean there's a certain amount of planning has to be done in relation to, do you bring camping equipment with you, or do you stay in B&Bs or hostels or hotels? And how far in advance would you have to have all those booked?
So it's a very good question. So I think the joy of the Wicklow Way, Ireland doesn't quite have the right to roam camping permissions that other European countries like Scotland or Sweden may have. And I'd be very wary of camping, and Dublin Mountain Rescue are often fixing people's mistakes. So I'd be very wary if you're camping to make sure you abide by the laws, away from certain water sources, be aware of national parks, flames, fires. If you are not privy or wanting to stay in a tent, rain or sun, the towns on Wicklow Way are so perfectly spaced out that you can rock up, stay in a B&B, and then you are perfectly done. So the Wicklow Way website, actually, wicklowway.com, has a brilliant itinerary, very simple, knocking down a trail description, gives you accommodation options and everything between, from the elevation change to the distance. So it's a pretty great resource to check in on.
What level of fitness would you need on the Wicklow Way? Because how many parts of it would be fairly hilly?
So if people are familiar, now I don't want to make this too skewed towards Dublin listeners, but I'm biased towards my own hikes. If people are familiar with Tick Knock and that kind of climb out of it, where it might be a few hundred meters in ascent, that can be the norm. And sometimes you do go through kind of boggy landscapes, but a lot of it's also forest roads. So yes, a general level of fitness is great, but the joy of it being in stages means that you don't need to overexert yourself. You can smell the roses. You can enjoy the views. You don't need to go for the ultra endurance stages unless you so desire.
Okay, then give us an alternative that doesn't involve starting from Dublin. Tell us about the Barrow Way.
So, Matt, upon my research and my previous hikes, I've realised Carlow is the centre of the world because both of these hikes end in Carlow. The Barrow Way is a flatter, canal-sided a walk or hike of around 120 kilometres. Again, it starts in Robertson Kildare, goes down to St. Mullins and Carlow. You can do it either way, and you can also do it in stages. Again, it goes through towns evenly spaced out in terms of getting your bananas, your chocolate, all that you can eat, because you'll be wearing it off with calories anyway, and also accommodation options. You're basically walking along the canal. It's very, very flat. And then you've got bonus points. You can stop by Athy, where's the new Shackleton Museum, which I haven't yet visited. But there's a little kind of gems that you can stop into en route, as well as getting the nature side of things.
There is a website, isn't there, which it gives you a lot of information about that particular route from Robertstown and Kildare to St. Mullins and Carlow.
So I'd highly recommend checking out Ellie and Carl of Tough Souls. You can find them on Instagram and their website as well. But they have a full writing overview. They also have a video and just kind of all you need to get inspired and kind of educated on it as well, in case you are doubtful in any way.
Listener says, I walked the West Highland Way in Scotland 3 years ago. Highly recommended. 96 miles over 7 days from outside Glasgow to Fort William. I did it with a guide and a group. Actually, that's an interesting point. Do you go on your own or do you go with groups?
I personally go on my own, but look, it's very much each own. I'm only speaking on behalf of myself and the need to get away sometimes. But the West Highland Way I actually did a few years ago by myself. And there's a huge benefit of doing it group. If you, one, maybe are not so trusting or not so experienced, but two, if you just want an immediate kind of social outlet. The one thing with the West Highland Way is beware of the midges and those kind of insects as you go further north, because they can besiege you if you go too far north and if the sun is shining.
Okay, take us to Portugal and the Fisherman's Trail, which is 220 kilometres. So how long would you give that now? How long would that take you?
So we're moving away from the centre of the world, Carlo, and we're going to Portugal now. And as you said, the Fisherman's Trail. So the way I've set this up is if you had, say, 10 to 14 days, you have that annual leave spaced out. What's great about the Fisherman's Trail is you can fly into Lisbon, you can get a public bus to a place called Porto Covo, forgive my Portuguese. And it's essentially a coastal route. So it is a kind of, it's a combination of the Howth Cliff Walk and the Bray Greystones Cliff Walk, any other cliff walk, but with more staggering cliffs. You go through beautiful Portuguese seaside towns, often nestled in cliffs, which means that when you are finished your day walking, whether it's 15 kilometers or whether it's 25 kilometers, you can have your caipirinha or equivalent and just soak up the sun. But again, it can be done in stages in that you can get a bus between the little towns if you are short in time. And yeah, that's the Fisherman's Way.
Would that be a sort of a good alternative to the Camino and possibly even better value price-wise?
Exactly. Value, similar. But what you will notice is the Camino Português is now like the second most popular Camino of all Caminos. So you'll see more people gravitate away from that who maybe don't want to be amongst the throngs of people. And they'll be going into the Fisherman's Trail, which has been around for some years, but it's gaining more popularity. Which means that, yes, you can stop in towns and be guaranteed accommodation. But it also means if you want to, you know, make a connection with people and meet them every few days, you're pretty much guaranteed that. I just avoid the height of the summer unless you love the heat. And me as a redhead does not love the heat.
Although being on the Atlantic, it would have the winds coming in. It wouldn't be quite as warm, would it, as you'd the rest of Portugal and Spain?
Yeah, exactly that. So it will be windswept and interesting and you'll get a tan along the way, but it won't be that dead heat that kind of just can sometimes be a bit suffocating.
Now, you've got a fascinating one in Sweden, the Kungsleden. Is that how you pronounce it?
Well, you may know better than me. I don't know how your Swedish is, Matt, but it's the Kungsleden or the King's Trail. So I did this a few years ago and I did this over 2 week stint. In total, this is a 440 kilometer trail and I didn't do it all. But essentially, it goes from Abisko in the Arctic Circle and it goes all the way down to Hemavan in the south. So it's fully in the Arctic Circle, meaning that you can only really do it in the summer. But the reason I added this in is if people get to Stockholm and if they really want this a beautiful adventure, you're basically getting a night train overnight, beautiful Swedish trains into this town of Abisko, and then you're hiking south. And what that landscape is basically, you're at the same latitude as, you know, Canadian tundra. It's very vast, wildflower meadows, not so much steep inclines, but just vast rolling hills, reindeer. It is the most silent place I think I've ever been in that, because there's so few people up there, but yet it's a well-marked Swedish mountain trail, waymark trail. It is navigable, but it is so silent because, well, there's no real noise pollution there at all. So I can go into that in more detail if you wish.
Is that one where you'd have to bring your own camping equipment or are there places to stay on the trail?
So the joy of the Swedes and their love of riding to Rome and of the outdoors means that you can camp wherever you want. So that's fantastic. So I myself camped, but they have mountain huts basically set up every 20 kilometers from Abisko when you get off the train all the way down south, which means that you can stay in these mountain huts, which are essentially, it's like a tuck shop almost, a kiosk, and then there's an outhouse, and then there is a dorm room of, say, 20 beds, and you might pay €25 for a dorm room, and you can get your resupply items, your chocolates, your ready-packed meals in these kiosks. And even with the first 2 days, is actually saunas. And I'm talking, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's beside an almost glacial river, and yet the Swedes have prioritized a sauna there for you. So it is a, yeah, it's a truly spectacular trail, and I'd highly recommend it.
I love the sound of that. I got to leave it there. Barry Taylor, thank you very much for joining us.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.